You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another trading week, so it's time for the opening. And this morning I'm speaking to Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Same old story, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Monday, Groundhog Week, new highs on the S&P, all that sort of thing, Nick.
Morning, Lindsay. Yeah, off to a solid start for the new trading week. Real risk-on feel. Look a little bit... too much into it. There's a lot of Asian markets still shut for Lunar New Year holidays. I mean, obviously, China is shut, and I think Taiwan also, and Hong Kong, obviously, and the US as well. And the US shut for President's Day today, yes, too. So, a little bit volumes will be a little bit thin, but nevertheless, those who are still at their desks are really buying into this reflation risk on Monday morning trade. And prices are all looking pretty green on my screen. So, yeah, solid start to a new trading week.
Okay, Nick, well, on that note, let's have a look at the spot prices. I've got the dollar rand at 14.51. I've got the British pound against the rand at 20.15, the euro rand at 17.60, and the euro dollar at 121.33. The pound, look at the pound, it's almost 139. So the pound very strong against an under pressure US dollar. Going back to Friday, the Dow Jones was slightly higher. The S&P was up 0.5%. The NASDAQ was 0.5% higher as well. This morning in the Far East, actually, let's not talk about the Far East because of the Lunar New Year holiday. The gold price is down $4 to 1817. The platinum price is up 33 since Friday to, look at that thing, now $1,290 an ounce, $1,290 an ounce. Where's palladium, if you will?
I had to actually double check that platinum price for this morning's meeting. I actually can't believe it. It's one, as you said, 276. Anyway, palladium also not far behind, also having a decent session, 2,382, almost back at 2,400 on palladium.
The West Texas crude price is soaring this morning.
Another one.
Yeah, is it? I mean, look at this thing. It's up 2.2% to just, let's call it $60.75 per barrel, which is extraordinary. The last few months have been absolutely extraordinary for crude oil. Someone's using a lot of crude oil somewhere. Brent crude oil up 1.75% to $63.44 per barrel. That's extraordinary. And you have to give me something as well on a Monday morning, just to bring me back down to earth. Bitcoin, where is it?
Yeah, Bitcoin, Lindsay, it briefly almost broke through 50,000 late or the early hours of this morning or late last night, whichever way you're living. It's currently down a little bit, 47,350. But as I said, I think it was a couple of hundred dollars shy of 50,000 on Bitcoin last night.
Okay, and this is a big one as well, because I saw a couple of business shows on a couple of television programs this morning, and they said... The 1.9 trillion stimulus, when it gets passed and when it filters into the US economy, the economy is going to, wait for it, overheat. That's what they're saying. So I've got the US 10-year now at 1.21, which is the highest for many, many months.
Wow. Look, that's obviously the go-to, the poster child for risk and for yields around the world. I mean, that's obviously where we all run the value of our money off. But it's not just that one. If you look at what I saw this morning, Lindsay, the Italian 10-year note as well. I mean, not forgetting closer to home in South Africa. I mean, we've got, notwithstanding the problems we've got, and we haven't even started our vaccine rollout. But our South African, the R2030 government bond, I think yielding, I'll give you the number now, yielding was 8.65, I think, on Friday. This morning, yielding 8.54%. I mean, you've pointed this out a few times. I think it's the strongest level I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's stuff going on. As I've always said, 2021 will make 2020 look like a Mary Poppins remake.
Positive.
Exactly. Okay. What's in your morning meeting? What's the diary looking like?
Yeah, look, the first half's a little bit muted with the Americans and holiday, and as you've said numerous times, Asia being shut. But nevertheless, there's still quite a bit to keep us occupied a little bit later on in the week. We have Barclays and NatWest, the UK banks. They're kicking off their full year results over in that part of the world. So they start their reporting season. We have Walmart as well, give us an indication of what's happening with the world's biggest grocer, alongside with Amazon, but obviously Walmart reporting. We've got some flash PMIs around the globe. That's going to be quite interesting as well, to give an eye of the sort of the activity. Are we back come through above that 50 level. US Federal Reserve, they released some minutes later on during this week, I think on Thursday. And then the big miners close at home, that's quite exciting. Lots of numbers out of the JSE and its dual listed. BHP Billiton at some point today hasn't reported yet. They due out. We've got Glencore. Mr. Glassenberg, he is stepping down after 19 years. So his successor, Gary Nagel, he's going to introduce himself to investors tomorrow on an earnings call. We have Rio Tinto, biggest one of the biggest miners in the world, too. They're also reporting. I think I saw another smaller number, Deere & Company, John Deere. That's going to give indication of U.S. farm economy. So there's quite a few nice sort of numbers reporting and sort of earnings reporting that should give us some indication. And then locally as well, don't forget us. On the JSC, we've got economists. We have our CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Expect that out on Wednesday morning in South Africa. We're looking for a number of 3.3, which will be slightly higher than the 3.1 that we got in December. And then also same day, it's a busy one for the South African diary. We've got retail sales for December out as well. And then also a number of retailers. I see Sars giving a trading update also tomorrow. And then some of the gold miners, DRD. So yeah, but it sounds quiet today with everything in shut, but it's actually quite a busy diary, Lindsay.
Looks very good. Yeah, the CPI figure is really meaningless these days in South Africa. It's hovering between, and I think will continue to hover between 3 and 3.5% for the rest of the year because of the strong rand. So we're not importing inflation and at the same time, relative lack of demand. So yeah. Okay, what about Stock Exchange News Service this morning? Anything occupied your mind, minds at Sanlam?
Yes. We did. We got some legacy issues with a company called Steinhoff.
Uh-huh.
They are up significantly. Well, it's a penny share, but I mean, it's up 20-odd%. It's highest I've seen for a while. They seem to be getting some sort of, I don't know if closure is the right word, but there's a couple of litigations. One of them was the Dutch litigation. There's a local one. There's also one that's going out of Germany as well. But the Dutch litigation seem to be nearing some sort of finality. There's a couple of headlines. I'll read them too. There's very little meat on this. It just says Dutch suspension of payments proceeded to implement proposal to settle some multi-jurisdictional legacy litigation, various claims. Startup resolves a file application for suspension. So certainly seems like we're getting somewhere with regards to, I don't know, maybe some sort of closure of some shape or form from the legacy of many years ago, one of South Africa's largest ever fraud cases. Seems to be getting nearer the end of the road there.
As a bookmaker once said to me, Lindsay, pay and the pain goes away. In other words, I lost bets with them. Have a look at ShopRite Holdings. They came out with an operational update. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, pretty decent, actually. Highest level in a while, 148.50 rand. Adjusted HEPS per share, they're looking at between sort of 4 rand and 4.35 rand. COVID-related costs, approximately 180 million. It's not a huge number in their world. They are the biggest grocer this part of the continent. And in 6 months to 27 September, they increased sales by almost 5%. So even during lockdown, I think it's a very solid set of numbers. We like this company. It's not expensive. And I think they're nicely positioned for when the world does return to some sense of normality and stock liking it too. So almost 150 rand a share. We haven't seen it there this year. So nicely trading.
Elsewhere, I've got Textainer up 5.1%. Sibanye-Stillwater up 3.8%. Spar up 3.5%. Impala Platinum up 3.2%. And RB Platinum as well up 3.2%. Montauk down 2%, Telkom down 1.8%, MC Group, that's a multi-choice, down 1 2/3, Pepcor is a 1% loser, and Netcare down 0.8. So a mixed bag on the ups and on the ups and downs. Yeah. A quiet day, but this week looks very, very busy, and it looks as though there'll be a lot of shifting. It just seems to me like it's going to be a shifting week.
It is. People positioning themselves, shifting, as you said. How are we going to align ourselves now that we seem to be sort of starting to find our feet going into the new year, 2021? I mean, S&P futures is the one that stands out for me. Front-run future trading 394. I mean, let's be honest, you know, traders, investors, they like the round numbers. I think it's only a matter of 55 points away from 4,000.
Can you believe it?
I think we'll see that in the next few weeks. I really do. Not saying I'm going overly bullish. I'm just saying round numbers, markets like them. 4,000 not far away. And also, as you said, I mean, these commodities just continue to run. And at some point, we've said it, inflation, be careful, with oil in West Texas now above 60. I mean, Lindsay, how long ago? I mean, it was, a year ago, it was minus 40. I mean, that's $100. I mean, obviously, it's a one-off freak event.
Yeah.
But it's still a $100 move on the numbers from the top to bottom. I mean, it really has been extraordinary, extraordinary times.
Yeah, and with $1.9 trillion going into the U.S. economy, something's got to give. And what I like about the U.S. bond market, and we harp on about it, we'll talk about it later, and with David tomorrow, it grinds higher. This is a steady, steady bull market in the U.S. yield. But anyway, let's go to the indices after 54 minutes of trading on this first day of the new trading week on the JSE Securities Exchange, please.
Yep, well, a solid start, and I can say, let me just check my screens. I think, yes, this is a new all-time high. Ring the bell. We have to get a bell. We have to ring it every day.
Yeah, buy yourself a bell.
All share. Ding, 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 ding. All share, all-time high, 66,631 points. And firmer on the FTSE All Share. And the same goes for the top 40. Also, ring that bell, 61,150 on the JSE Companies Index. And all mostly in the green, everything. Financials, 0.21% firmer. We have healthcare up 0.25%. We have real estate up 0.6%. Energy, 2% high. Obviously, that's that oil price. And basic materials, 1.41% as this commodity reflation trade continues. On the downside, we only have technology a little bit weaker, just 10%. Lower and utilities index down 0.6, but overall solid start to the new trading week.
So the all share index, first three numbers of it after 55 minutes of trading is the first three numbers are 666. Is that what you're saying?
Please don't X us. It's a good start.
Nick Kunz at Isham Sundham Private Wealth, and Nick will be back with me for the 5 o'clock shadow. But that was the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.